What's up on Silver Revolve? B-Mac is in the Sunset Strip yet again. I really love this place. Matt and I just had a lovely little dinner with this up-and-coming rapper who likes to put a little bit of hard rock into her sound. And I don't really see this enough. She's black and she's a rapper and she puts rock in her music. That's a very rare combination. I actually like it. And excuse me, that's probably the tequila talking because she bought me a couple shots.
Woo!
And I love that. I love that about her. She buttered me up for tonight. So without further ado, please welcome Outside the Whiskey, the talented rapper who's probably going to kick the shit out of Nicki Minaj in the future, Kendall Lake. How you doing, Kendall?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
Well, like I said, I think I'm feeling the tequila now, so forgive me for that.
I love it. But I'm not a rapper. I'm a singer.
Oh, you prefer that for a singer.
Yeah, a singer.
Well, you have to admit, some of your sound, you do sound like a hip-hopper in your stuff.
I think that's kind of beautiful. It's like, you can't characterize things anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, the last single you heard is kind of what you feel like the person is at that very moment, which it is. I do rock rap. I'm really, really inspired by Limp Bizkit and P.O.D. and Rage Against the Machine. So it's like, I like to incorporate that cadence of expressing music, but I would say I'm a singer more than I'm not a rapper. I don't even want to be in that realm because I'm not that, you know, like they may talk about like butts and drugs and I'm like, high school was sad, you know.
Alright, okay, that's fine. That's fine. It's nice to have somebody who kind of stays away from that kind of typical cliched subject matter when it comes to like hip-hop,
yeah.
In a way, because they always talk about that stuff, talk about the ladies, talk about the sex, talk about the drugs, talk about the money. It's like, okay, we get it, we'll try something new, and you did.
I'm trying to try something new. I just know what I do I haven't heard on the radio in recent times or heard it by anyone who looks like me, you know, like I'm Ethiopian and German. I'm 5 foot. I have big breasts and a decent sized ass. You know what I mean? And it's like, listen to my music. Take me seriously. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And you do look good, I'll admit.
Thank you.
You just recently put out your a new music video for your single that you did, I'm Not the One. Tell us a little bit about it. What does I'm Not the One mean?
I'm Not the One, I think, is a really funny... What's the word? How do you say it? Colloquialism?
Colloquialism
that, like, people in the urban community, I think, have coined of, like, I am not the one. Like, watch it. Go watch Love and Hip Hop. We'll play a game. We'll take shots every time you hear someone say, I'm not the one. And double shots if they're clapping alongside with it. So that's kind of like, they're like, bitch, I am not the one. I am not the one. And I felt that way, you know? I'm like, I'm not the one you want to play with. Like, don't fuck with me. Sometimes you gotta let people know that. You know, I actually recorded the song 3 or 4 years ago.
And it's just coming out now.
Yeah, I'm just deciding to put it on. Actually, I'm sitting on like 30 songs right now. Because I'm really temperamental. So it's like, one day I'll be like, this is the next single. And then I'll be like, no, hold on, don't do it. And then I recorded a full song 2 days ago. Went to the studio at 6. At night and 1 in the morning, we had a full song recorded. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I'm temperamental. I don't know what's going to happen.
But would you say, and you write your own stuff, right?
All my own music, yeah.
Yeah. With I'm Not the One, did you get that from like a relationship that you were going through, or somebody was asking you, and you were like, I don't want to be with you or anything?
No, I got it from just like the industry, and because I used to model. I co-starred on True Blood, so I was really heavy in, like, the Hollywood scene at that point, where it's like, they're like, here, come host this, come do that, and I was like, I kind of was like, I'm not the one you want to play with, like, I'm not as cute and nice as you think I am, but also let me let you know before I scare you off, let me give you a warning, I'm not the one to fuck with nigga. So it wasn't about, a romantic relationship, it's my relationship with the world and the industry.
All right. You just mentioned that you actually did a little episode of a little show that we liked back then called True Blood.
True Blood.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get that?
So I used to be a stripper, and dancing on the pole was like therapeutic for me, not in just the like, here's my ass, give me money, but in like, oh my god, I can like, I didn't know my leg could do that, you know. And then I started doing pole competition, so I was actually a California pole dance winner, and they needed a pole dancer for Fantasia, but like have them like have a part in it. So somebody knew me, they knew what I did on the pole, they gave me the thing. None of the words I said made it to the show because I'm a terrible actress, but on paper, I co-starred on True Blood. What?
What is right? I mean, did you get to do your scene with Anna Paquin or any of the main cast members?
I did. We had a couple shots of tequila, and I don't even know, like, where am I now? Like, I did. Everybody go look it up. Kendall Lake on True Blood.
I do have HBO, so I will look it up.
Okay.
Do you remember the name of the episode?
I think if you Google me and look up my IMDb, it'll show you what it is.
That is true. They do list the episodes.
Yeah.
So you say that your influences as an artist include Limp Bizkit. You also are influenced by groups like Fleetwood Mac and Smashing Pumpkins.
Absolutely.
Did you grow up primarily on rock and roll, or were you just like a fan of everything?
I was a fan of everything. My parents did it when they played me music and showed me things. Genres was never a part of that conversation. It wasn't a part of the narrative of like enjoy art and music and being inspired. So it wasn't until I was like in my teens, I was like, oh, so this is compartmentalized here, that's compartmentalized there. Like, I would listen to, you know, Bjork, Grace Jones, Led Zeppelin, Britney Spears, Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, like, Madonna, like, it's kind of everything, you know what I mean? Like, Dolly Parton, like, it was, good music was good music in my family's household, so I don't know what a genre is. I know what other people think it is, but I don't, so I think that is reflective in my music. It's like, I'm just like, this sounds dope, and this makes me feel things.
When did you decide to get involved in music?
I started doing music about 6 years ago. I was working, like I said, you know, doing the little modeling, a little acting, a little, you know, sometimes you get to do what you have to do, do what you want to do. And I love that what I had to do was like act and model, because I'm like, that's not what I want to do. And 6 years ago, I got in the studio and wrote my first song and was trying to make it happen, man.
So you got your first song out for this year, I'm Not the One. I don't know if you can tell me yet, but if you can, do you have another song in the pipeline that's going to come out pretty soon?
All right, so don't tell anybody. I don't want you to tell nobody. But all right,
see, it's safe with me.
I have a new song.
Matt, you better shut up now.
Shut it, Matt. It's called Reputation, and I'm kind of in love with it. So let's see what happens.
Reputation. I like that. Can you, without giving too much away, can you tell me a little bit, like, what's it going to be like? Is it going to be different from I'm Not the One? Or
yes,
you're going to go for the same kind of thing?
It's going to be cohesive, and I hope you check out all my music, because all my music, you know, tells a story. But it's not going to be the rock rap. It's going to be more the melancholy, like, I'm sad inside, and then who knows, maybe I have a song called American Wasted where I do some rock rap. I don't know. Who knows?
So it'd be kind of more like what you would hear from like Smashing Pumpkins when they put out Melancholy and the Infinite Dreams.
I don't even want to pretend to put myself in that same category as them, but I'm saying it's going to be more melodic and emotional and less like punch to the face you want to like rock out to.
So basically you want to touch our hearts more instead of gut checking us.
Yeah, it's a balance. You have to do both. So I just punched you, so now I want to hold you.
You want to embrace me now, and you say, I'm sorry for gut checking you with
exactly.
that song.
And then who knows when I will punch you again, but you know it's coming.
Yeah, just don't go downstairs. That's all I ask. I mean, you can do the middle region, but don't do the
I'll make you enjoy it.
Make me enjoy. Oh my god, I think this interview just got a little bit kinky. I'm not sure. I think the tequila's in our systems again.
Like I said, let's get weird.
And I was looking through your press release, learning about you a little bit more, and I know that you actually done some shows at the House of Blues of Anaheim, the Viper Room, the Troubadour, great venues. Do you have any shows coming up pretty soon?
I am from LA, and being from LA, like, I've had a really tight-knit group and fan base, so I've been fortunate to perform at these legendary venues. Now I've kind of step back and just reevaluated like where I am mentally and just making all new music. So I don't have any shows booked right now. I'm mostly wanting to introduce myself to new audiences, because if I do a show in LA, like, it's going to be basically the same couple hundred people that know me, maybe a couple new that saw me on Instagram or whatever. I need to introduce myself to new people, so I really am looking to travel and open up for bigger artists and spread my wings that way, you know?
Open for bigger artists. Okay, let me ask you this. Of all the artists out there that you like or are very interested in opening for, who would you pick right now?
At this very moment, I would say... because they just put out... I get, like, nervous when I really want something. I'm like, do I deserve it? Two Guys, 21 Pilots.
21 Pilots. Yeah, they're pretty big right now. Yeah. I mean, they practically took off their pants on the middle of the stage when they won their Grammys.
I know. I want to do that.
I don't know if that was a good move. I mean, I was like, what?
It was amazing. It was emotional. It was endearing. So they said they were in their pajamas when they saw us people winning it. They're like, if we ever win that, we're going to take it in our pajamas. And they did it.
Okay, I never really thought of it like that, so that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. I think for you, you probably get up there and be like, all right, get a pull right here. I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah, I'll make everybody take a fucking shot. That's what I'll do. I'll have a flask with me. Yeah.
You'd be twirling around the pole with your Grammy in your hand. Like, look what I can do on a pole.
Yeah. The first Grammy dancing singer. I'm with it.
Hey. If you can let me be your date, I'll definitely photograph that shit.
I'm insulted that you think you're not my date, that you think it was an option for you not to be my date, so...
Oh, well, thank you very much.
We're going to have to talk about that later.
Well, we definitely will. We definitely will. Let's see how the night goes.
Let's get fucking weird.
Get more tequila.
More tequila.
Absolutely. Hey, it's the whiskey. Let's get some whiskey in our system.
Oh, shit. We can't change it. We can't change it. Gotta stick to one thing.
All right, one thing. Okay, we'll do tequila here, man.
Yay.
Well, not too much. I do have to drive back home, so.
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a couple more. Just go home.
Yeah. Of the places that you want to play at, that you want to expand yourself, what's the one city that you want to go to and try to expand your audience? Do you have one in mind?
When you asked me that, I was thinking of, like, festivals of, like, South by Southwest and Coachella, but I'd love to go overseas, and I love England. I have this weird, like, crush on it. So I know there's some huge festivals out there, so I'd love to go there. But honestly, I believe... we all make plans because we think that's what's going to make us happy. And sometimes those plans don't come through, or they do and it didn't make us happy, or something else happened and made us happy. So I kind of want to make sure I'm putting out that I just want to be happy. So I don't care where the fuck it is. If I'm doing music that I'm loving and people are loving it and I get to travel and make money because, you know, life costs money, then that's all I want to do.
Yeah, I could definitely see you play at Coachella. I think you would definitely put your style into that kind of crowd. I don't think I can hang out with that crowd. They're a little too weird for my taste.
Says the person taking me to a metal fucking concert.
Well, that's what I know. Now, I've been in those areas, and they freak me the fuck out.
Okay, so you'll hold my hand through this, and I'll hold your hand through that.
You know what? I will take that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we got time for a couple more questions. You know, you told me about the two songs already. Are you right now, like, on the verge of completing hopefully a future EP? Or are you going to stick to writing out singles and putting those out individually?
I don't know. I feel like this. I have so many songs that I'm sitting on, so many songs that I'm working on, so many songs. I just did a song 2 days ago, so it's like things change day to day. And I've never had any help. Like, I've never had an agent or manager or anybody to help guide me. So I'm kind of flying by the seat of my shorts and being like, I don't know. So I don't know.
Well, Carrie's your publicist who set this up, and she's not guiding you properly. Oh, Carrie, we're gonna have to talk about this.
Carrie's so sweet. I just started working with her, so I'm really happy that I met her. So now I'm meeting you guys, because this has been a really cool night so far, and it's just getting started. So.
Oh yeah, definitely, and I'm really glad that she sent me your way, and she's sending me other artists. She's actually got a friend who works in the hard rock with hard rock artists. So I'm like, all right, I got another in with somebody big, another big label maker. I love that.
Yeah.
All right, so I got one more question, and this is a big one. So you gotta do your best to answer this right. All right, you ready?
All right.
She's getting loose. She's doing her Muhammad Ali thing. Okay. Who do you prefer? The Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
The Monkees.
Oh! The Monkees! Oh my God, I'd never heard that one before.
That's a new one.
I've heard of the Kinks, I've heard Led Zeppelin, I've heard of Soundgarden, but never the Monkees. That is so rare. Isn't that rare, man?
That's very rare.
Yeah.
All right, well, then I'm going to play along with this. Why the Monkees?
You know, I think we shouldn't question it. I think what feels right, what's understood doesn't need to be explained.
All right, I'll leave it to that, but I will say this. I loved both the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, but I always go with the Stones because I love what they did with music. They always incorporated a new genre into their rock sound, and it sounded beautiful. And here's the kicker. My grandfather, who's actually a pastor at my church, he actually opened up for the Stones back in the 60s.
Oh, shit. So it's in your blood, this music shit, honey.
In a way, yes, it is. Absolutely. Although my father could not play an instrument.
No, we don't need to put anybody down. We all have
I'm not putting him down. Because I can play bass, and I'm surprised I actually got some musical talent, because my mom and dad couldn't play an instrument. And I'm not putting them down. They just couldn't. They even admit, like, yeah, we couldn't play.
It's not for everybody.
No, it's not. I mean, they're more appreciators like I am, but I do like to play every now and then.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Well, Kendall, this has been a wild interview. I really love talking. I really love talking with you.
I love talking with you too.
I mean, guys, she's wearing a Guns N' Roses t-shirt in front of me, and I love that.
Thank you, baby.
No problem. And be sure to check out Kendall Lake on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to check out her music video, I'm Not the One. Really good stuff. And be on the lookout for some more music that she's going to have along the way. We don't know if there's an EP out yet, but I will keep my eye and ear out for open. And same with you, Matt. And then we will let you guys know when it's going to come out. You going to do that? You going to do the same for me, Kendall?
Yes!
All right, Kendall. Well, all I have to say is I'm tired of talking. I'm ready to go get my medal on the whiskey. You ready?
I want a shot.
Let's go get a shot then. Later on Silver Revolve.